Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. Disc 6. Early in 1981, the Roldós administration formally presented his new hydrocarbons law to the Ecuadorian Congress. If implemented, it would reform the country's relationship to oil companies. By many standards, it was considered revolutionary and even radical. It certainly aimed to change the way business was conducted. Its influence would stretch far beyond Ecuador into much of Latin America and throughout the world. The oil companies reacted predictably. They pulled out all the stops. Their public relations people went to work to vilify Jaime Roldós, and their lobbyists swept into Quito and Washington, briefcases full of threats and payoffs. They tried to paint the first democratically elected president of Ecuador in modern times as another Castro. But Roldós would not cave in to intimidation. He responded by denouncing the conspiracy between politics and oil, and religion. He openly accused the Summer Institute of Linguistics of colluding with the oil companies, and then, in an extremely bold, perhaps reckless move, he ordered SIL out of the country. Only weeks after sending his legislative package to Congress, and a couple of days after expelling the SIL missionaries, Roldós warned all foreign interests, including but not limited to oil companies, that unless they implemented plans that would help Ecuador's people, they would be forced to leave his country. He delivered a major speech at the Atahualpa Olympic Stadium in Quito, and then headed off to a small community in southern Ecuador. He died there in a fiery helicopter crash on May 24, 1981. The world was shocked. Latin Americans were outraged. Newspapers throughout the hemisphere blazed, CIA assassination. In addition to the fact that Washington and the oil companies hated him, many circumstances appeared to support these allegations, and such suspicions were heightened as more facts became known. Nothing was ever proven, but eyewitnesses claimed that Roldós, forewarned about an attempt on his life, had taken precautions, including traveling in two helicopters. At the last moment, one of his security officers had convinced him to board the decoy copter. It had blown up. Despite world reaction, the news hardly made the U.S. press. Osvaldo Hurtado took over as Ecuador's president. He reinstated the Summer Institute of Linguistics and their oil company sponsors. By the end of the year, he had launched an ambitious program to increase oil drilling by Texaco and other foreign companies in the Gulf of Guayaquil and the Amazon Basin. Omar Torrijos, in eulogizing Roldós, referred to him as brother. He also confessed to having nightmares about his own assassination. He saw himself dropping from the sky in a gigantic fireball. It was prophetic.